Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So, a lovely programme, I think. I can honestly promise you tonight on RTE Radio 1 in the company of the Mooney Goes Wild team. Ken Whelan is here, our fishery scientist, as is Terry Flanagan. We'll be hearing from Aina Ní Lána a little bit later on. Richard and Niall are both AWOLs. Isn't that what they used to say? Absent without, well, they have leave. Absent without, they're not here, right? They're not here. Anyway, Ken, some worrying news about water pollution.
Yeah, I'm afraid that our summer pollution problems have hit again, really. And it just really indicates that people need to be really, really careful, particularly in the context of high summer temperatures and, as we had a few weeks ago, very low flows. So we've had two oil spills in the last couple of weeks. One on a lake, I don't know either of these lakes, but there's a little lake called Kilminchi in Laois. And then there's also a little lake called Kilbogot in Cabinteely in Dublin. Both of these have suffered from oil pollution. And oil pollution, particularly diesel pollution, is very nasty. It's full of what we call aromatic compounds. And if you're near it when it's spilling into a channel or into a lake, it can actually burn the skin and your nose with some of the very acrid smells that come from it. So lots of birds and so on may have been affected. And at the moment, there's efforts ongoing to make sure that it's dealt with and that the birds then are cleaned.
Yeah, I know that there were a number of families of swans that were affected and they were brought to the Kildare Wildlife Rescue. Initially, I think they were all doing well except one female, but I think she's doing quite well now as well. Oil, of course, is terrible for birds from a number of points of view. First of all, the birds, they when it gets onto their feathers, they ingest it, and of course, it's poisonous to them. And of course, feathers act as insulators, and when the oil gets into them, it breaks down this insulation property, so the birds then suffer from the cold. And of course, the feathers, they help to make the bird less dense, so it floats on top of the water. So you've got swans and ducks and that, and when their feathers become clogged up with oil, they have great difficulty in staying above water, so they're actually going underwater. So they're suffering from a number of points of view. They're suffering from the poisoning, they're also suffering from the cold, and they're also suffering that in some cases some of them drown. But anyway, thankfully, these two families of swans that were brought to the Kildare Wildlife Rescue, I think they're doing quite well now.
You've met them several times, not the swans, but the people at the Kildare Wildlife Rescue.
Absolutely. Dan Donner.
They're excellent, aren't they?
They're incredibly good. And I know anytime you go down there, they have, you know, a couple of hundred animals present. Everything from foxes to swans to birds of prey. They've got buzzards in. And they're doing a great job and they're all volunteers down there.
Anyway, the EPA have been informed. They know all about it. Presumably they can do something.
Yeah, I hope so, because there was a third issue as well, which is really surprising, and that was the pollution on Lough Shielan. So one bay in Lough Shielan was affected probably by a pollution. It's still being investigated. But tragically, over 100 trout up to 10 pounds in weight were found dead in the bay. And I think this is probably adding to the problems that we have in our lakes, in the sense it's not just the pollution, it's also these increasing temperatures that we're seeing. And again, in the lochs, if we have lower water levels, increasing temperatures, it's putting them under a lot of pressure. And I think people have to be very aware of that and very aware of any sort of discharge into any of the water courses at this time of the year.
Please be mindful and please be careful.
That's absolutely correct. And a relatively small discharge into a tiny little stream can have all sorts of effects on baby salmon and trout, many of which we won't even notice. So I think we cannot be too careful.
You mentioned there the increased temperatures, Ken. And of course, what that does too is that depletes the oxygen levels in the water. And this puts greater stress on the fish again. So, you know, you go to a lake or a loch or something like that on a summer's day, in a really hot summer's day, and you see all these fish dead. It's really an awful sight to see.